Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to look at the role of the service design stage in our service lifecycle. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question or comment box below. Right, let's get started and look at service design, the service lifecycle stage. In service design, as the name suggests, we're looking at taking the information that we have captured and the needs we have captured in strategy and translating them into services that will be delivered into operation. The goal of service design is actually to deliver a service effectively into our live environment. So we always make sure that our designs take into consideration the organisation that they will be supporting. In order to help design do this, there are five key aspects that we need to consider when we're thinking about service designs. We need to think about the solution itself. Let me explore that for a moment. When we look at a service solution, we're actually looking at the way that the service will provide will meet the requirements of the business, as discussed and specified as part of our strategic approach. So we need to understand what the business requirements are, understanding carefully how they need to use the service, what the service will be for, and whether or not we already have anything that will help them deliver what they require. In this way, when we look at service solutions, we need to use the service portfolio that we captured as part of service strategy. Using the service portfolio will allow us to see whether or not we have services that are already appropriate for use, or whether or not we really do genuinely have a need for a new service. If we need to make a change to an existing service, then our service solution needs to make sure that what we do to it will not impact other services. Equally, if we are truly introducing a new service, then we need to understand the cost implications, the resource implications, and what technology we're going to use to deliver it effectively so that it won't impact on any other services that are in our live environment. Making sure that our service solution actually meets the needs of the business is a critical part of service design, and we need to be aware of the things that that need to be considered, such as utility and warranty. Is the service going to be fit for purpose, and is it going to be fit for use? We need to think of other constraints that may be there, such as resource or funding. We may even have ethical or value constrictions on what we deliver into our organisation. And of course, there are always governance controls and regulatory requirements. So when we consider the design solution of a new or change to an existing service, we need to be mindful to take a holistic approach of how the organisation needs to respond and use the service we're designing. The other part that we need to look at when we're looking at the design of a service is how we're going to manage it when it goes live in operation. So we need to consider the management systems that we're going to put in place. In service management terms, this means looking at the service management toolset that you have and making sure that it's fit for purpose and fit for use, and that your new design of a new or changed service will fit adequately into our existing toolset. When we look at toolsets and we look generally at how we're going to manage a new solution, we also need to think about any monitoring we want to put in place on that service. It's important to design in the capability to monitor, because it's very difficult to add this in later, and it may impact on our overall service target if we discover that a monitoring tool will slow us down when we go live in operation. So being mindful of the technology that we use and the way that the technology fits in our existing infrastructure is an important part of our five aspects of service design. But we also need to think about management and measurement. So understanding how that service will be managed in our overall organisation is equally important. Another aspect that we need to consider is that of the architecture that we're going to use. And here, again, we're looking at the management systems, the architecture and infrastructure that we're putting in place so that our solution fits neatly into our existing environment. If you design a service which won't actually work with everything else that you've got, then you're not going to be very popular with the business. We also need to consider the elements of processes that are going to be used, and understanding how a process will be used to deliver a service effectively should be part of our design. All processes should be measurable, and they should have specific characteristics, deliver results to a specific customer, and respond to a need or trigger. Design makes sure that we have processes that are effectively managed and we can deliver these sensibly and in a controlled manner into our operational environment. And I've mentioned measurement quite a lot here, and that's another key aspect that we need to consider when we're looking at our design of service. Building in the measure from the start, understanding how we're going to measure service capability and delivery in operations should be something that we think about right at the start of the design. In order to help us do this, the service design stage has a number of key processes. I'm going to talk very briefly about each of those key processes and explain how they fit into our service design lifecycle stage. One of the key areas that we have in service design is the service level management process. In service level management, we negotiate with our customers and understand the level of service that needs to be produced when the service goes live in operation. This is extremely important because it's here we're capturing the operational targets for each individual service that we're delivering. We need to understand what needs to be captured as part of our service level agreement, the targets that are appropriate, and the measures and reporting that we're going to use to manage it effectively. We also need to think about the operational level agreements and any contracts with third-party suppliers who are helping us to deliver the overall service. Service level management is an interface between the IT department and the customer, so we need to make sure that we have adequate communication and that we're using clear, unambiguous terminology in our service level agreements so that we're all agreed on what we can deliver. Obviously, setting up the service level requirements and understanding the requirements that we have for monitoring and management in the design phase is extremely important. If we know what we're going to deliver and we know what standard we're going to deliver it at, that makes our transition that much easier. Other areas that we look at are capturing information in the service catalogue about our live services. This is equally important as part of our design phase, as both an input and an output of service design. We need to make sure that when we look at our overall service portfolio, we have captured adequately those services which are live and current. And when we're designing, we need to be mindful of the live operational services and make sure that we have a seamless design which allows it to work effectively in our current environment. We also look at processes of availability and capacity management. Both availability and capacity management are dealing with the core activity of the service itself. It needs to be available when required by the business. So we need to understand the availability measures and targets that we're going to put in place and how we're going to monitor this effectively in our new or changed service. Capacity management looks at whether or not we have sufficient to provide the right amount at the right time at the right cost to this IT service. It's split into three sub-process areas of business capacity, service capacity, and component capacity. Business capacity is working very closely with the business to understand the needs of the business and ensure that we deliver them effectively. In service capacity management, we're much more concerned with the overall end-to-end service as it's being delivered, so not meeting future needs, but actually challenging the needs that we have now. And component capacity management is, of course, as the name suggests, looking at the individual components that make up our service. When we design a new or change to an existing service, we need to be mindful of the capacity requirements we may have in all of those areas. What will happen to the business in the future? How will the service fit with our existing infrastructure? And what components do we use to manage it effectively? Other areas that we consider are what happens in the event of continuity. So we need to manage our service continuity plans in line with business continuity when we look at our overall design activities. This also is important for us to look at information security. So service continuity meeting the business needs after a disaster may also incorporate some security aspects. Information security is critical for our service designs to be effective. We need to make sure we meet with the security standards that are appropriate for the whole of the organisation. And we've mentioned suppliers. So supplier management is part of our overall design of a service. So any new or changed service goes forward into the operational environment with all of these elements taken care of, so we have an absolute categoric guarantee that our design will work effectively. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.